Masechta Zevachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The halacha is that there were six special Ari Miklat, cities of refuge. If someone killed someone else b'shaygig, he had a chiyuv to run away to one of these cities to protect himself from the dead person's relatives. The Levim lived also in cities called Ari Miklat, in 42 special cities. If in an Ari Miklat someone killed someone else, they must run away to a separate Ir Miklat. But if b'di'eved he fled to a different part of the same city, this is also good. Finally, on a Bamas Yachid, one could only offer a karban that came from a neder or nedava, not a chayva. And since a mincha and a karban naziris came from a neder, these could also be brought. According to the Rabbanan, these two were usur to be brought on a Bamas Yachid. If someone is a tamei meis, even if he is an arel, if he sprinkled with the water hazah, then he becomes tahar and he can touch kachim. By the Mishkan Shilai, the walls were made out of stone, but the roof was made out of curtains. In the time of the Mishkan Shilai, you could eat kachim in any place where it was possible to see the actual building of the Mishkan. There were three places where the Shechina rested in history: the Mishkan Shilai, Naiv v'Givayin, and the Beis Hamikdash. But it was only Sheira in the Chelek of Binyamin. But the Sanhedrin in the Mishkan sat in the Chelek of Yosef, and the Sanhedrin in the Beis Hamikdash sat in the Lishkas Hagazis in the Chelek of Yehuda. The Ohel Moed in the Midbar lasted for 39 years. The one in Gilgal lasted for 14 years, seven of which we were to conquer Eretz Yisrael. In Naiv and Givan, it lasted 57 years, and finally then came the Beis Hamikdash. Finally, when Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, it then took 440 years until the first Beis Hamikdash was built. And the first Beis Hamikdash stood for 410 years. The second stood for 420 years. Both were destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Daf Kuf Yud Tes. David was the king for 40 years, 7 in Hebron and 33 in Yerushalayim. Then Shlomo, his son, built the Beis Hamikdash 4 years into the time of his Malchus. The Gemara says the Arayin didn't exist in Naiv and Givayin, but rather it sat first in the Kiryas Yearim and later in Ir David. The Heter of Bamais existed until Klal Yisrael came to Menucha v'Nachla, as the Pasuk says in Devarim Yud Beis. Menucha refers to Shilai, and Nachla refers to Yerushalayim. Finally, Reb Shimon said four rules regarding Kachim, including the fact that if someone brings a karban on a bama at the time of Isser Bamais, he's chayev karis. Daf Kuf Chaf. According to Rabbi Lazar, Kachim Bama Katana, which ended up going Lifnim, gets the din of Kachim Bama Gedela. If it's taken out again, it's a machlekes, what its status is. Shechitas Laila, by a Bamais Yachid, normally we know that Shechita needs to be done during the day, but if it was done by a Bamais Yachid, it's a machlekes of Rav and, between Rav and Shmuel, if it's kosher or not. One says kosher, one says pasul. By an Oila of a Bamais Yachid, it's a machlekes if it needs Hefshit v'nituach. It's a machlekes between Rebbe and Rebbe Yechon. The Gemara says, here are the special halachas which only apply to a Bama Gedayla, but not to a Bama Katana. The fact that by a Bama Gedayla, the Mizbeach had kronis, it had a kevish, a ramp, a yasid, and it was ribua, it was square. But these rules did not apply to a Bama Katana. Also, a chaz of a sheikh only applied to a Bama Gedayla. Finally, Masechta ends by telling us that just like by a Bama Gedayla, there is a psul of Neiser, so too, by a Bama Katana, there is a psul of Neiser. Hadron Allah, Masechta Zevachim.